Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam. Blue Jackets returning home this evening on the second leg of a back-to-back after their dramatic 5-4 overtime victory last night in the Garden against the Rangers. They play host to Nashville this evening. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. You can listen to that coverage right here on The Fan beginning at 6:30. Cavs at home entertaining the best team in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons, up in Cleveland at 7 o'clock. Also at 7, undefeated Miami looks to extend their win streak to 30 games. They're back at Millett Hall to play Toledo. And the Guardians, they're playing the Dodgers out in Goodyear here starting in a few minutes. The Reds, they have the day off. This one sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. It's better than that. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. We got a Tuesday with lots of feel today.
I got to tell you, lots of stuff.
Just jam-packed.
Just girthy, shove it down your
gullet. Oh, man. And you know what? I want one of those manhandler skillets.
There's nothing better.
What's better than that, baby?
Nothing. Reimer's here today, producing in place of Ted. How you doing, Rhyme Time?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big, girthy program today. Inside the NFL? No, that's not right at all.
Inside the Buckeyes.
I don't know why I should have
caught that, but I saw inside something, and I figured we were good.
Oh, there's always inside something. Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. At 4 o'clock, she's here to discuss all things Pizza Madness. By the way, the bracket is live now. Not just I can look at it, but you can actually vote in the first round matchups right now. PizzaMadness.pizza, presented by our friends at Billiards Plus. Rapid fire. At 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. What's the game today, Timmy?
Well, March has a lot to offer. I love it for college basketball, but I know one of the reasons you love it a lot, spring
college
training. College basketball, but what?
Like, who's on first?
What's on second?
Ass.
Baseball's on third. And so I'm going to give you the baseball
I thought
quiz.
Ryan Day was on third.
Who?
Who?
What?
I don't know.
What's on first? No, he's on second.
Go.
Baseball.
But.
Shut up!
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh.
The right. Baseball quiz.
Okay. Jackets annoyed me to my very soul last night.
Oh, that.
You know this because I was texting you. Hate-filled messages.
You didn't like getting up 4-0 and then.
Oh, that's great.
And then it's.
No, I loved it.
4-4, and then you're trying to win the game in overtime.
Because all I've heard.
Oh, my God.
Since they came back from the Olympic break was this team has just been dominating the dojo, Jerry.
Oh, they've been dominating the first period.
Well, just dominating. Even in that second period, you know, last night, they didn't particularly play well, but they got themselves two goals. They added to their lead. It was 4-0. You're on the road. You're playing a crappy team.
Didn't play well. They did better than the last couple of second periods. On the road, building the lead.
You're playing garbage. You should be up 4-0 on that garbage of a franchise.
And they
were.
That's
traded away all their players.
But they let the garbage right back into the hockey game and almost lost.
Poop yourself. And yes, you got 2 points out of it. Congratulations. But Rick Bonus was probably saying to himself, and I don't know what all the fuss was about this team. Yeah, you know, I was hearing all about the leads they lost early in the season. That Dean Evason must have been really stupid. Well, maybe he was really stupid, but Rick Bonus got front and center with early season Jackets last night. The only positive thing, and it's a big positive, don't get me wrong, is that they pulled out the 2 points.
You really do. You just understand and appreciate how important Zach Werenski is to those blue liners when he's out there. He gobbles up minutes, and he just plays the game the right way, whether it's, you know, the chances he creates on offense, all the number of assists that he has at this point in the season is ridiculous.
He's one of the best players in the NHL. It doesn't mean you blow a four-goal lead.
Provorov and the boys have to be a little bit more on point than that in the third period. You can't be pinching down as much as they were, giving up those chances when your lead is dwindling, and you can feel that it's dwindling, too. There's sort of a mood. It was in the air in Madison Square Garden. You knew that the Rangers were probably going to tie that thing up. So you have to hunker down and play a tougher style of hockey so that doesn't happen, and you still let it happen.
To your point, you don't want to play on your heels and play not to lose, but you also have to play smart.
You don't want to be dumb.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You don't want to just give it away.
You don't want up and down the ice kind of play when you've got a 4-2 lead in the third period. I mean, I could handle 4-2. That's about the most I was going to be able to stomach last night.
This
when
team
they built
is
a 4-0 lead when they had to have that game. So thank God they got it. I don't feel great about things 3 games in. I felt really good after 1 period against Boston, and I felt pretty good after 1 period against the Islanders at home, but how did those games turn out? So I'll swallow this pill if they can get right back to the brand of hockey that they have to play.
What pill?
Some big jagged little pill.
Alanis Morris said.
Not so big. It's little.
You got Nashville tonight.
Yeah, you got the Predators
back
tonight.
Back to back at home.
Haven't
Nashville tonight.
Since early in the season, right?
Coverage starts 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. I got a text this morning, multiple texts actually, pictures of the lunar eclipse this morning. I was unaware that there was a lunar eclipse, but Jason Stark, Baseball Hall of Famer, he's in Cooperstown. He's sending me pictures of the moon, presumably when he's out roaming the woods, scratching himself.
Mm.
He's a werewolf.
Is that how you have to be whenever you view the moon? You got to go find a spot.
I just like how this is how our relationship has evolved, where there's not even an introduction anymore. Hey, Mike, lunar eclipse this morning. It's just moon, 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 moon.
It's just
spamming me with moon pics.
He sent you like 5 different pictures of the moon.
One of them was a selfie where he's smiling with a thumbs up at the moon. So,
it's our
my
guy.
Day started with a man who's in Cooperstown sending me pictures of the moon, and I guarantee none of you can say the same thing.
See how fast your brain works. Tell the listeners what the difference is between, like, with the alignment between solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. Just hash it out. What's the difference?
I don't. Well, the solar eclipse, the sun is blocked out by the moon.
Yes. There you go. He worked it out.
The lunar eclipse is
Earth. Earth is in between the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And which one's way more common?
Lunar.
This one that we just had.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we should know that because we did a massive celebration for the solar eclipse. We got the Back to the Future glasses and everything.
We were in
I still have them in
zone.
My desk.
What
in case 50 years come back around, I can see another one.
The path of
least resistance. Path of totality.
Path of totality.
Yeah, we were we were skimming the edge.
It was like 99%.
And we did see that there is a big difference between that 99 point whatever percent and 100% totality, because I forget what towns it was in, but some people were able to drive to places along that arc and see total blackness with the
There's no total
the ring.
Blackness.
No, you get the
way.
You get the ring like the movie.
How could there be that much of a difference between
comes out
between
and
99% and 100%.
There is.
Yes, yeah.
It's science.
She blinded me with science. The Browns put shovels in the ground yesterday at the Brook Park site. So congratulations to them.
Yay.
Hey, it'll be, what is it, take two years to do it?
They didn't decide to move to Hammond after all that?
No, that's the Bears are doing that.
They're staying in Ohio.
Only
huh?
if Iowa doesn't have a better option for them.
They'll come to Iowa. For reasons they can't even fathom. Why don't we just bring the Browns all the way down here to the outskirts of Columbus?
Why not?
We just put the stadium outside of Westerville.
Hey, here's what
Wherever
I know
the old
about
amphitheater was in Polaris, let's put it there.
With Kevin Warren at the helm, nothing's off limits. They could go to Canada.
Stop.
They could be on the moon.
They'll be the new
the
Hamilton
Bears.
Tigers?
Yes.
Part two?
Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to be coaching the Buckeye football team in 2030? It sounds far away, but it's really not. That's four years in the future. We're going to look into the crystal ball coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some residual traffic from an earlier accident that was on northbound 315 between 670 and Kinnear Road. We also have some delay due to a crash that's on James Road near I-70. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tyvis Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Hello. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Rain develops throughout the day today, and we could have moderate to heavy downpours at times, so safe travels and watch out for those slick spots. Temperatures will get up right around 50 degrees this afternoon, and then for tonight, rain continue into the Wednesday forecast. We'll get down into the 40s tonight, and then for Wednesday, a mild day ahead with scattered showers and maybe a few rumbles of thunder and highs in the mid to upper 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. These are a few things that I call the essentials, okay?
These to fulfilling are a few of my favorite things.
Essentials to fulfilling a relationship. We got love. We got intimacy.
Don't say it.
We got the word that you're a little uncomfortable.
I don't have
hearing.
The problem with the word.
I know.
I got a problem when you say the word. You take something that's beautiful and turn it into something filthy.
Let's just call it doing it, all right? Let's just call it sex.
Stop. I don't like it when you say it.
It's important.
It's forceful when you say it.
It's crucial.
I'm not giving consent to hearing it that way.
But let me tell you.
You're ear raping me.
If you have the dreaded ED, that's what we call it in the biz, that's erectile dysfunction. If you have it, you don't want it. And if you have it, you want to figure out how to get rid of it. That's where Tri-State Men's Health comes in. Go to their website, tristatemenshealth.com. They got 6 locations, 2 lovely ones right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. If ED is affecting you, it's time to get back to the, intimacy and love. Ah, the sex, too. And it'll bring you closer together, closer than ever before. Call 800-900-9654. They got an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the very next day. How lucky could that be? Say goodbye to your ED problems.
Paul Keel's being inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame. We talked about that briefly on yesterday's show. However, we buried the lead because also being inducted in the same class is a man named Dick Walls.
Oh, Dick Walls. He was, yes, the great coach, Dick Walls.
He was banging back in the 40s and 50s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His friends have a nickname for him. It's Glory Hole.
I want me some Glory Hole.
Dick Walls.
He was one of Miami University's most dominant players during his 3-year career from 1951.
He played on the U.S. Olympic team.
To 1953.
Yeah. Dick Walls.
What an all-time name. Right up there with Sam Darnold's grandfather, Dick Hammer.
Dick Hammer.
The Marlboro Man.
Then there's the, is it Baltimore Ravens executive, Dick Cass? Don't say it fast. Dick Cass.
You got Dick Butkus.
Dick Cass. It's not as good as Dick Cass. How you doing, Dick Walls. Ass?
Mm-hmm. Dick Cass.
Dick Cass. It's his name. What else we got?
For names?
This is names with Common Man and Timmy. Oh, you know what? We did get a special message from someone very important to all of us today. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, what's the message?
Well, let's take a listen.
My festival of strength, toughness, and determination is coming to Columbus. And I don't always listen to the radio, but when I do, it's always Common Man and Timmy. They make me bust a nut, I swear. I also can't wait to get it on with Angela Pace. She throws down the Grey Goose and rides me like the teacups at Disney World.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty cool that we got
pretty cool, man, right?
We got a message from Arnold himself. That's unbelievable.
All right, here's something from
What's the festival,
Athletic,
by the way?
This weekend,
I think. This weekend, 5th through 8th?
Why'd you ask me if you already know the answer?
I was just looking it up.
It's like my wife. Asked me questions, already knows the answer, doesn't care about my answer. You don't need me, you need a mirror.
I do care about
what
your answer.
What should we do about this?
Actually, honey, I've given it a lot of thought, and I think we should do this.
You're wrong!
Okay.
Good answer.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
just would rather you do it then.
Appreciate
you. Let's save all the hot air. Thank you.
I forgot about a funny name. I had a superintendent. That's the guy that manages the golf course, right? The greenskeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Course I worked at in college. His name was Dick Stunts. STUTNZ.
Dick Stunts.
We used to call him Pee Pee Tricks. that was our name for him.
I like that.
Or C Shenanigans.
I like it. All right, here's a little piece in The Athletic. Who will be coaching your school in 2030? Predicting every Power 4 football program's head man. Okay. Here's what they decided for Ohio State. So Ryan Day is, of course, there now. Year 8 for him. But will he still be there in 2030? At least these dopes say no.
Say nuh-uh.
He won't. But someone who's on the staff is predicted to be the head coach in 2030.
What do you think about that prediction?
I think it's wrong. It is James Laurinaitis, our guy, threes. Look, that would be fun. That would be fun.
What about at some point later than that, then? Do you think it's something that could ever happen? Because I can see James Laurinaitis leading the Ohio State football program.
I don't know if he wants to be.
He just has a head coach. He has that kind of feel to him. He seems like a guy that is not going to stay a linebacker's coach for too long. I think he's excelling at this, and I feel like he is primed to start taking steps in his coaching
career. I'm not ruling that out. Look, he's going to text me, too. I'm not ruling that out, but, you know, it was different with Ryan Day. Ryan Day was here. He was a coordinator. They won a national championship. Urban goes away. He gets the job. But Ryan Day had been other places.
Mm-hmm.
He had coached other places. James Laurinaitis was a GA at Notre Dame. And I don't, and I said the same thing about Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline, as good as a recruiter that he was, and I was sorry to see him go, the next step was not going to be Brian Hartline becomes the coach at Ohio State. I was not comfortable with that. And I want my guys to have a little bit more experience elsewhere if you're going to be the head coach at Ohio State.
The only thing that you could say that is different when you're talking about a program that is set up for major success. Say you are already at the top of the sport, right? Where your budget is at a certain place, you are familiar with all the operations. Maybe this was something where Ryan Day was starting to think about an exit strategy, but he was letting this play out over a number of years, and it was talked about behind the scenes, like a transition plan, so to speak.
Why do we assume that Ryan Day wants to go anywhere?
I'm not saying that he does.
I've never heard anything about that. He had an exit pathway to go coach in the NFL if that's what he truly wanted to do. I can definitely see Ryan Day being here in 2030.
I'm just saying forever is a long time, and I think gone are the days where a guy stays 20 years in the same spot.
I didn't say that, but 2030 is 4 years away.
Whether it's 2030 or 2035, take away 2030. I get that's what the article was doing, but I'm not talking about that anymore. I'm just talking about, could you ever see James Laurinaitis being the head coach at Ohio State? I know there's a lot of, look, is it something that he even personally wants to do all that long? That's a question. We know James worked here at the radio station, and I don't know this early into his coaching career what he personally likes more when it comes to spending time with family and how much time is spent at work. That's a big thing, because once you make that commitment, he's committed to it now. I'm not saying that he's not, but if you want to advance, then you want to become a coordinator, and then you have your sights set on being a head coach, well, then that is another story. You are going to be missing a lot of things, unless you start to develop like the Bruce Arians type of plan, where I don't know how much truth there is to that, but he used to have this setup where he wanted his assistant coaches to be at birthday parties and catch some games. And maybe they had some agreement where a couple days a week they left the facility at a normal hour and didn't work, you know, 120 hour weeks. Maybe they were only 85 to 90 hour weeks. I don't know, but it's something I can definitely envision.
The light schedule, 85 to 90 hour weeks.
Right. Just a double week. Yeah.
How many hours you work this week, Reimer? Are you hourly?
Yes. It's, I think, with basketball games and everything, a little over 40.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, because basketball games, they go late into the night and everything, so.
I mean, that's really...
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
That's the end of that conversation?
End of that conversation. Hey, how many hours you work this week, Reimer? Yep, we're really into
it. We're right there.
We're off and running on a Tuesday.
We're right there at 40 hours, baby. Boy.
Pizza Madness, it's live now. Pizzamadness.pizza. You can vote for all the first round matchups now. The actual matchups begin. The results start to come in tomorrow morning with T-Bone and Tyvus. They're going to go through two regions. Which ones are they going to do again? I forget.
Pineapple's one of them.
I forget. But they're going to do half the bracket, mm-hmm. and we're going to do the other half.
There you go.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Two of those regions will be closed off.
We're going to get through all
at midnight tonight
of the first round matchups tomorrow.
Yes.
Then on Friday, mm-hmm. we move on to the second round matchups. Mm-hmm. By the time Friday is over, both the morning show and this show will have whittled everything down to 16. And then we'll continue next week with our field of 16.
So you'll have all weekend and the early part of next week to vote like crazy for the Sweet 16 participants.
Yes, your voting obviously mm-hmm. counts for a portion of it. Our taste buds count for a large portion of it as well, because we've worked really hard. I put on 30 damn pounds doing research for this thing.
I was doing reconnaissance for lunch today.
I know.
And we'll do some more reconnaissance for dinner tonight.
Ooh, double pizza.
Yes.
Double pizza yes. for Timmy.
I told you.
I know. I like it.
You want to just fatten me up so I am another T-bone. I understand what you're doing.
First of all, there's never going to be another T-bone.
Every time I try to talk about, like, oh, I feel like I've put on a couple of pounds this year, you yell at me. That's what you do. You yell at me and you ask me what the problem is. And you just want me to get bigger and fatter than ever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I see you going down that road, and it makes me feel a little bit better about myself. That's why. I'm a selfish bastard.
You want me to get puffier.
Timmy and I agree with Coach K. Words I don't always say. Details in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to be? Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Timmy.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't
with
wait
you.
Till you eat more pizza it's and get fat.
Terrible K's.
Oh, I know.
Terrible.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic causing about a five-minute delay on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And there's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to fund a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Speaking of podcasts, everybody's got one. Everybody's on one. I saw that Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan was on a podcast where he and whoever he was talking to, they were talking about the downfall of rock music and popular culture, which cannot be denied, right? I mean, it was mainstream, and now it's niche. It's never going to go away, and still going to be there. It's celebrated as an art form, but, you know, they're not topping the charts with rock music anymore, and that's okay. Things come and go. I get it. But Billy Corgan says the reason is much more sinister. He said that it was intentionally dialed down in popular culture, and he's heard rumors. He said in the late 90s, early 2000s, this is when this took place, because, you know, the politicians were getting really nervous about the rock music and the connection with Satanism. And he said that there are some people who think the CIA could be involved in this. Yes, that's what the CIA is doing. I gotta tell you.
Is Billy Corgan living underneath the Denver International Airport?
I gotta tell you. They did have a conversation, too, I'm not kidding around, in this podcast about which musicians were shapeshifters.
Oh, God. We've got actual lizard people musicians. Yes. Avril Lavigne. I just seen her on one of these.
You seen her?
You seen her on the NHL promos. She's a lizard person. She looks strange, man. I don't know what's up with her. She's not Avril Lavigne anymore.
Ooh.
Maybe it's that it's she's still dressing like a skater girl.
I was going to say
in her she's late 40s.
She's in her 40s.
That could be
dressing like a teenager.
She's got the same
Hot
jeans
Topic.
On though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you used to have those jeans.
I did.
Yeah,
as a skater boy.
Why are you going to make things so complicated?
You know, I wore my JNCO jeans and Airwalks and Vans all through middle school. I had my chain wallet. I wanted to skate, man. Skating
time.
Was my life.
Did you have an identity when you were in school, or were you always just sort of this guy? Jeans, hoodie guy, that's what you were.
I never wore jeans, so definitely not that.
Never wore jeans? That's right. We have a whole generation of people that grew up never wearing jeans.
We have a generation of young people that have only worn
athletic pants.
Yep. Or athletic pants. Preferably exposing ankles.
I dressed up for game days and stuff like that.
But my point is, did you have, you know, so were you trying to find yourself? Were you in a certain group, like Timmy tried to be a skater boy?
No, I mean, I tried to stick with the basketball crowd.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that fits me to a T.
I do think basketball is an identity, and I mean, I was a basketball kid growing up too, but I guess for those 3 years in middle school when it was off-court time, I really needed to be a Tony Hawk half piper. I needed to be.
I don't
skater.
Think I can pick an identity that would suit you less.
I can't think of one either.
I can see you as a nerd, as a bookworm.
Which is what I was. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just didn't want to embrace it.
I was a nerd who loved basketball and I loved golf, but for whatever reason, that middle school thing just caught me. It just was like a rat trap.
Kids are trying to find their way.
Yeah, it's what it was. You're trying to be in the in crowd, and I was trying to find a way to get bullied the least amount possible. And I guess for a couple of years, that was the way I saw best fit.
I was always the same guy. Just, you know, jeans, sweatshirt, hoodie guy. I had a wide group of friends. I wasn't really involved in a clique. I had friends that were troublemakers. I had friends that were, you know, nerds, mm-hmm. jocks, and when you're funny, you can sort of pal around with a lot of people.
Yes.
Right? There was like a 2-month period.
So that worked out well for you because funny?
Funny. Yeah.
A little bit funny.
People like to have me around.
People liked having you around.
People liked having me around because I'd crack some good jokes.
You're a joke maker.
I'm a joke maker.
Yep. You do a little stand up for the lunch crowd every now and then.
I don't know what I'm doing now, but yeah.
It was something along these lines.
But there was a 2-month period where I thought that my entire world would change if I could just get a pair of corduroy pants and a sweater from Structure.
Oh.
Reimer, do you know what Structure is?
No, I do not.
Have you heard of Express?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, they got like Express Men.
Yeah.
The male arm of Express used to be called Structure.
It's like would you call it a poor man's Abercrombie & Fitch or on par with Abercrombie?
No, at the time, it was like close. High class stuff.
Yeah.
Like in the mall. I'm not saying in Europe.
Right.
I'm saying in my local mall, Structure was thing.
No, I definitely remember Structure, and I remember it having some cachet to it.
So
if you were to get your hands on it.
I didn't have any money, but I thought if I got a pair of cords and a pair of or a Structure sweater, that my entire life would change. That I would just walk into school and girls would be throwing their bras at me.
Were these like the ribbed sweaters at a time? They kind of looked like they were undergarments, but they were just worn out.
And the one that I wanted, the one that I bought, said Structure right on the front.
Had to have it right there.
Oh, the branding is just front and center. You got to let them know this isn't a knockoff. It's Structure. And so I save up all my money because my parents wouldn't buy me stuff like that. I went clothes shopping once a year, and it was Kohl's right before the start of the school year.
Sure.
So there was no extra stuff.
Genuine Sonoma.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Croft and Barrow, if you were lucky.
No, that's taking another step. So I go, I buy it, save up all my money. I go to school the next day, feeling all put together, thinking this is going to be the first day of the rest of my life. I'm going to walk in this school, they're going to look at me, and they're going to say, we've been misjudging you this whole time. You're not a joke maker. You're sexy.
You look fabulous.
Right. Oh man, I didn't know this was hiding underneath all those jokes.
Oh, hail Mikey Ricordati, everybody.
My God, look
Make
at
way
him.
For Mikey.
Here he Tracy Tamala's just taking her clothes off. She can't wait.
People are getting up from their seats in class. Please take my spot.
You finally arrived. You're Mini Stamos. Look at you. And so I walk into the school.
Stamos.
I walk into the school. I'm all proud of myself. I got like a little strut. Like, look at me in my clothes.
Bee Gees is playing in the background as you walk in.
This dude that I knew, I wouldn't say that I was really close friends with him, but I was friendly enough with him. We were acquaintances, right? First guy that I saw when I walked into school, took one look at me, said, who the F are you supposed to be? And then walked away. And you know what? It was hurtful. it was really hurtful, but it was exactly what I needed to hear. And in that moment,
as you were eating your lunch in the bathroom,
it wasn't even that. I didn't even get there. I walked into the building. This is the first person who saw
me. You didn't go to class after that.
In that moment, I wanted to run home, take it all off, because it was just those words that convinced me. You're right. Who am I trying to be? Who am I supposed to be?
You know what, though? Were the cords okay? Did you ever sneak the cords again?
Nope, never. Actually went home, threw them out. Put them to Goodwill.
I can remember cords just being a normal thing that was accepted by some society.
You were a douche. I went right back to my
just
jeans.
Straight up denim?
That was the end of straight up denim.
Did you wear black jeans? Because I can remember black jeans being a thing in middle school as well.
I wore black jeans if we were going to like a nice dinner, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to school, no.
Yeah. I just...
That was it. I wore them for one day. What a waste of money.
That's what happens. That's the way things go, right? You get made fun of or you get shamed out of things. For some reason, for those couple years... There was no problems with me when dressing like a skater. Like that was.
It took you several years to realize how stupid you looked. It took me 5 minutes.
I guess there was just a year went by and I just decided I was going to stop doing this. And then nothing was said about it and all was fine. And that's really what you hope for. Okay, I can just change my style. I can just make a decision here and hopefully go unnoticed. It also could have been. That I went to such a giant school that nobody gave a flip. No one cared
my
at all.
My school was when huge. It started to happen. I had 1,000 kids in my graduating class.
Yeah, we were something like that.
All right, Coach K. They're talking about expanding the NCAA tournament. They've been talking about it for years. It will eventually happen. Timmy and I hate it. You know who else hates it? Coach K.
Good.
He had some quotes on the situation, but why would we hear from Coach K? That's boring. Instead, here is AI Kirk Herbstreit. Reading Coach K's quotes.
There are less teams capable right now than ever before, and there's many have-nots, and it's not their fault. I don't think you mess with something that's gold. It's gold. I think the thing you should mess with is getting a leadership group and having them study and see what happens with that group. Not just one person. Actually, they should run it like the NBA, a staff, and all that. Run it like a business. I wouldn't mess with gold right now, and the NCAA tournament is certainly that. My dog Peter just jayed all over my leg, man. But it's all good. I'll just get one of my kids to clean it up. Go Preds!
Thank you, AI Kirk Herbstreit.
Oh, he's cheering for the Preds tonight,
reading
huh?
Reading the words of Coach K. Inside the Buckeyes, Timmy is not good for a lot of stuff, but dressing up like Avril Lavigne and all the Buckeye news you need? Well, there you go. That's your wheelhouse.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Peter, just jade on your leg. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. Just a couple minute delay there. And there's a bit of a slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side from 670 to Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
For the Fan 5K is now open. Join your favorite personalities June 20th at Otterbein University. The Fan 5K features a medal, t-shirt, free race photos, and a post-race party.
Get your spot today at 971theRace.com.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
First round Pizza Madness fun is live. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not .com. .com's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza and vote for all the first round matchups. All we need from you is an email address, which we will spam all day, day with naked, evil, bald Colin Gooch.
We've
right to your inbox.
We've got you. Once you give us that email, the smut and the filth that you're going to receive from your favorite fan personality. Look at him. Evil bald Colin, he's winking at me through the glass right now.
He knows he took those photos. Oh, he doesn't know. I snuck up behind him while he was squatting.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Only thing more one of one than David's Gooch is an evil bald Colin Gooch.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Let's start. Bust him out of marble.
You sure would. Let's start with some good, clean Buckeyes here. You're going to hear me pumping up the women's hockey program because they're just ridiculously good. They're on another level. They're 32-4. We were talking about that series they had here at home last weekend against St. Thomas. They dusted them 5-1 in the first game, 4-1 in the second game. That put them into the what they call the final face-off. More on that in a second. Canadian Sarah Swiderski, the defensewoman, and the Swede Hilda Svensson both had 5 points each across the two games, both with 2 goals and 3 assists.
What is it, Swirsky?
Bill Swirsky?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Polka, polka, polka?
That's Bill Swirsky, right? Yeah, that's John Candy Home Alone. Polka, polka.
No, that wasn't Bill Swirsky.
Swirsky's the super fan from Bears.
What was Candy's name in there?
Oh, my
Gus,
God.
Gus something?
Gus Svilinski? Swilinski? Gus Svensky? From the Kenosha Kickers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kiss Me Polka.
I mean, we went and got him. He started talking again after about 8 months, you know. He was all right after that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the final face-off for the women's hockey team, this is the final 4 teams in the conference left standing. It's a single elimination format. Thursday semifinals. Wisconsin takes on Minnesota State. Then Ohio State takes on Minnesota. These are big, big games. Wisconsin's the regular season league champ looking to defend. Of course, they defeated the Buckeyes in the most recent national championship game 4-3 in an overtime thriller. These games this weekend are taking place in St. Paul at the University of St. Thomas. 2 Buckeye basketball here, starting with the men. Final road game of the season coming up tomorrow night at 7:30. 6:30 coverage after the Buckeye show at 12-17 Penn State, who is 3-15 in the Big Ten. Yikes.
I am nervous. Yes, it's a road game in the Big Ten, and the Buckeyes are extremely inconsistent. How can you not be nervous?
I agree with you. I am nervous as well. I would like to hope that they can get the job done in these last 2 games, but we'll see. Right now in bracketology, it's still crazy. Still the first 4. That's where they have them as an 11 seed taking on Santa Clara. New Mexico takes on Indiana in the other Dayton game. That's what the Lenard dog has right now. So that Ohio State-Indiana game at the Shot Saturday evening, that could be huge. We've mentioned this a couple of times. You want to hear what it sounded like when we all found out that Big Daddy Paul Keels was being inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame? It happened on Monday's edition of the Jake Diebler Show.
Congratulations is owed to you.
Me? Go ahead.
No, I was going to make a Dick Walls joke. Did Jake Diebler break the news about Dick Walls being inducted?
Let's see. Let's find out.
Congratulations is owed to you.
Me?
Recently announced that you will be inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame this summer.
Well,
so how about that?
I didn't know the secret was out. Well, thank you.
But, you know, that's That's a pretty special honor.
Everybody else was ineligible. So
he's a privilege to work with.
Yes, he is.
Well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate that. That'll be the first Saturday in June, I think, is when that's going to happen. And we can thank Bill Hoskett. He was a big stumper for all of that. So
that's awesome. Well, you deserve it.
So. Well, thank you.
So no Dick Walls joke.
No Dick Walls. First Saturday in June. I got to keep that open because I'm sure he'll want me to induct him. I'll have to give a speech, I'm sure.
And then again, there's no
like
physical.
Like how you blew right past that.
Yeah, I did.
Yep, blew right past it.
He's not gonna.
I don't know why you. I've known the man for 22 years.
Uh huh.
And I went drinking with him. I woke up in a barn, thanks to him.
I believe you bumped into him on a vacation once,
Vermont,
and he just went
we vacationed
to
together.
He saw you from about 100 yards away and went to the other side of the street to try to get away.
Oh God,
dear!
He followed me.
Dear God, is that Mike Ricciardotti over there? Get away here! So we go to women's basketball. They're set to play in Indy this week. Big Ten has six teams in the AP top 15. The Buckeyes are ranked 11th in the polls. They're 24-6, 13-5 heading into the tournament as the 5 seed. That's crazy. They play this Thursday at 2:30 against Indiana or Nebraska. To some football and happenings from the combine. That was the talk of the sport last week. Let's hear from our second year defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. The new restructured deal to stay in Columbus for at least another year. He was on the McAfee show discussing a lot of things, including what it's been like to scheme against Julian Sain and what that was like before we ever saw Sain facing live bullets back in camp before the 2025 season.
He's a great kid, and probably early on we were, so by the time we hit training camp I was like, okay, we're spinning the wheel and see what he's got. So it was, you know, trying to win camp a little bit, but he's so competitive. I would go pre-practice, you know, they're stretching and Sonny would be on one side, you know, and then a couple of the defensive guys would be on there, and I'd walk up and be like, hey, Sonny, what are we looking at? You want to go double mug? Do you want to go five down, six down? And just kind of, but Julian was like, he just wanted to go compete. And I loved to watch his development, reading coverages, seeing those different looks and seeing fronts. And, you know, hopefully that's what kind of got him a little bit of confidence, got him going early in the season, and he was great.
I say this every single time I hear Matt Patricia. His voice does not match his face.
He does. He just
sounds...
You're not
going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe?
No, he didn't sound so much like that. He just sounds like... Like, we know what Tyler Danberg looks like, and maybe not everybody does, but he is about 5'11", 170 pounds or so.
170
short brown
pounds.
Hair, glasses.
You're giving him 170 pounds?
Buck 60?
No, I bet you...
Buck 50?
I bet you TD is a buck 40 dripping
oh
wet.
Oh, my God.
A buck four, he is a bean.
Yeah, you're right. 170 is way too much, but I don't know if he's that light. But that's what I picture, like, with Matt Patricia's voice.
Right.
A guy like
Matt
that.
Patricia's
glasses,
got the big,
short brown hair.
Sasquatchy beard.
He's huge, yeah.
Julian Sain.
Last quick thing. Did you hear Sonny Styles? We all talked about Sonny Styles because of his measurables, and he was the certifiable freak of the week at the Combine. Did you hear about where his name came from? I'm not saying that all Buckeye fans didn't know this, but I feel like there's a faction of the fan base that maybe missed this, that just took his name and went with it and never bothered to know like what the origin story was. Did you hear this?
No.
He was on PFT Live. He talked about this.
My original name, for people don't know, is Alexander.
I did not know that.
Comes from the movie, the Godfather movie. When I was a young kid, I was a bit of a hothead, got angry quite a bit.
Yeah.
So they started calling me Sonny, and it kind of just stuck. So everyone's been calling me that for a long time. The only people that call me Alexander are teachers or my mom,
right,
my grandma, and my sisters.
Right. When mom says Alexander, you're like, oh, no.
So Sonny comes from The Godfather, and you don't want to end up like Sonny did in The Godfather.
No, you don't.
No.
All right.
That'd be bad. Don't want to end up like Fredo either.
He also went to school with a Tommy gun, which is how he got the name.
Right.
We don't recommend it.
He had
it.
Robert Duvall looking after him.
See you next. May you rest in peace. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. The background on Pizza Madness is starting to come together.
Whee!
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Excuse me.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70, and you're going to hit a couple-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care Plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care Plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon Beam, NFL News. The Bengals not expected to tag defensive end Trey Hendrickson. He will officially become a free agent. Jackets at home this evening after their overtime victory against the Rangers at the Garden last night. They host the Preds at Nationwide Arena at 7. Coverage right here on The Fan at 7 o'clock. Also at 7, undefeated Miami looks to extend their win streak to 30 games back at Millett Hall tonight to take on Toledo. And you got 4 games in the Premier League. Everton lead Burnley 2-0. Sunderland and Leeds, Bournemouth and Brentford are both scoreless with 20 minutes to go. And Liverpool and Wolves tied 0-0 approaching halftime. This one sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We all love the word free, medication free, side effect free, and free support for life. Online at awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day, this dumb show is brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Well, it's Tuesday. It's 4 o'clock. And that can only mean one thing. Tuesday with our behind-the-scenes gal, Jen Winters.
Hey, Jen! Hey, guys! Hey. Oh, my God!
Pizza madness, baby!
Pizza madness! Holy crap!
It's y'all sweeping got some pizza? The city.
It is.
It's live, pizzamadness.pizza. You can vote for all the first-round matchups right now. T-Bone and Tyvis will get things started with results tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So make sure to listen. Jenny?
Yes, sir.
You've been working hard on this.
Hardly working.
Behind the scenes, you've been working hard, putting it all together. You know who's in here? We got 64 of the best pizza places in Central Ohio. If you could give me a couple places that you personally think could win the whole thing, where are we going?
I am here first as a youngling from Bexley.
Mm-hmm. Tough matchup
that's
in the first
Bexley
round.
On Bexley crying.
You got
about
Rubino's,
that.
Rubino's going crap. Up against Bexley Pizza Plus Dude. In the first round.
Janet, who's in the chat right now, my mom, big time upset about that. How she's like, how dare they? And I'm like, have you met Mike?
Well, we got to spice things up a little bit in the first round, right?
So, I mean, it's very hard to choose.
One of them gets
one
to move on.
Two.
That's a
one
good thing, right?
One of them gets
right?
to move on,
I thought
which
you
is
were
great.
A Rubino's gal.
I am a Rubino's gal. Okay. I 100% all the way. I love Pizza Plus, but I just love Bexley on Bexley Crime. Mm-hmm. It's great. I would love to see Rubino's go all the way because it's a classic. It's an institution. It's from... You know, the 50s, they've been around forever.
You've probably had more Rubino's pizza than any other place.
Yeah.
What is your go-to order when you go there?
I do. They call it the employee pizza.
Uh-huh.
It's not on a menu, so it's double.
You know what? Of course. Of course.
I'm too special for a menu pizza.
It's double cheese, onion, sausage, and pickle. And their sausage is sliced lengthwise.
Yes, it's a very, very unique thin. Sausage. It's almost like a piece of gyro meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of tastes like a White Castle slider in a way.
That's so out there.
I know, but it's really good.
Jenny
it surprises
Jenny loves
me
pickles.
That you love the weird stuff and you love pickles
I
that
do.
Much.
Pickles are great, man.
Like
I
my
love
sister.
Them.
The only person I've ever met that likes pickles more is my sister.
Oh, I don't know. Has she had pickle cotton candy?
I'm sure she has. I bet you if it's flavored pickle, I bet she's had it.
It's unpleasant, but I've had it.
Cotton candy sucks anyway.
Shut your mouth.
I don't like that.
How
hot take.
How dare you?
That's Americana.
What trash.
That's beautiful. Oh, I love cotton candy.
When it gets a little bit moist too? And it just turns into like that hardened, crystallized
Lick it off.
Just have to chew it.
It's
to bite on it.
Blue. Your tongue gets blue. I'm blue and da-ba-dee. Rabinos, who else you think is in contention?
I love Sextons, and I know this year they're a one seed.
They're a one seed, and they deserve to be a one seed. I have probably eaten more Sextons this year than any other pizza that's not close to my house.
They've got, I mean, because you can get like, you know, your traditional hand toss sort of wood fired
artisan
oven,
pie,
and then they do the Detroit style.
Correct.
And their Detroit pickle pizza again. Fantastic.
I'll tell you what.
You got to throw the pickles on it.
Even if you're not a pickle puss like Jen is, because I like pickles, but I don't go crazy for them like you do.
I don't love the pickles on my pizza, but I'm a pickle fan.
Their pickle pizza is very good.
It is.
Very good. And you get like a side of their homemade ranch that they make in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that. In the house.
In the house.
In house. And you dip it in there on the pickle pizza.
It's like my niece. She uses pizza as the vessel for ranch. She will eat one piece of pizza, but she will have 2 cups of ranch. You know, she's 35. So I'm kidding. She's 2 and a half.
I was going to say, when did you become 35?
But she's so cute. And then she'll dip blueberries in her ranch. I don't get that, but, you know, let her live.
After I've done my perusing of the breakdowns here, the bracket breakdowns, I'm focusing in, I'm honing in on the sausage region, okay?
It's a pretty good
and
region.
It's got our defending champ, Tommy's. Mm-hmm. You start there at the one seed, and I'm hearing a lot of talk about the seeding with Pizzeroni's at 16. And that, you know what? The brackets out there, you guys are supposed to talk about it. We just ultimately hope it bleeds positive in the end, because we're just trying to shed light on all the pizza places in Central Ohio. And some, you know, it's tough to seed a bracket like this. But I see Pizza House at number 4 against a newbie in Osteria, which I just had. And Pizza House is tremendous. Like, that is some of the best pizza you're going to find. I'm seeing Hound Dogs is the 2 seed in this region.
Another,
against
like,
Luna, the 15.
Institution.
Yes, you've got Flyers as the 3, which was in the final 4, against the 14 seed Cardos, which is awesome stuff. Harvest is up there as a 6 seed little spot in Dublin, which is really good. Gallows versus Planks in an 8-9. I think this region is just jam-packed with good pizzas. You've got DiCarlo's against Borgato for a different style.
Yeah.
People either love DiCarlo's or hate it. I'm totally all for it.
I know everybody has their favorites, too. And you're going to go and you're going to root for your favorites and you're going to say everything else is trash. But I encourage you to try as many of these places as humanly possible. Make it a little fun outing on the weekends with the family. Go out, try some pizza.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Gallows, I love Gallows. Gallows is a staple for non-sports.
Really,
Matt
really
and I,
good. Yeah.
Their pizzas are tremendous. And I am 100% for them. Also, you know, trying to do an upset.
Maybe a Gallows upset
maybe,
in the second round.
I don't know.
Sometimes
and
Kentucky goes down in the round of 32.
I got to give my love to my friends at JT's. So that's another one. But, you know, they made it. What, almost all the way last year?
They were in the championship matchup. Yeah. It was JT's and Tommy's.
Yeah.
We ordered a Pepin sausage
from both places
and judged it right on the air. And Tommy's was declared the winner.
And
but it's a brand new year, my friend.
Non-sports Matt has said that he loves Minelli's. And then he said that I'd had
two-seed?
It before, and I don't remember it. So I think over the weekend we're going to have to go.
You've had it. I know it's been in here.
Okay,
I probably had it.
I can't remember. Like, there's been so many places over the past year that
it's
I've
very
tried.
Good. It's very quintessential, like Columbus Tavern style pie,
which I love. You know,
look, I understand having styles that you like better than others, but I'll never understand the people that just poo-poo certain styles of pizza altogether.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, no, there are the New York people that think that any pizza that's not a New York slice is not pizza, which is ridiculous to me.
I don't
want to
eat a third of a pizza if it's just going to be a big triangle. Let me try other little small pieces.
Well, but I'm not going to crap on that. I like New York style. We have New York style represented
in
this bracket. Brooklyn's is New York style.
Isn't Black Dog too?
Black Dog is kind of
I don't think they're
artisan-y.
New York style.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say New York style. Now, Adriatico's on their marketing, they say
Sicilian
they're a New York style, but
yeah.
they're really
there's,
not.
No, they're
it's,
not. But another Columbus institution. And that's the thing with this is that there's so many amazing places that it's hard to like just pick just one. And going into the pizza groups like on Facebook, holy crap, those people, God bless them.
They're very passionate. Yeah.
They are very opinionated. Just don't yell at me, okay? I'm just trying to make fun things happen.
Everybody
okay?
thinks they're right.
I'm trying my best.
It's
and
all
I,
subjective.
Yes.
I had to stick my neck out for DiCarlo's over one thing, too. Because if you don't know, they're a different style altogether. It's a Youngstown staple.
Throw that bag of cheese at you like a skyline, skyline.
Obviously, the main thing is that they bake the crust in the sauce.
DiCarlo's. It's not Youngstown.
Wheeling?
It's Ohio Valley.
Ohio Valley
oh,
style.
Okay. Ohio Valley. That's south.
I'm sorry.
Southeast.
Ohio Valley style pizza.
Yes.
My mistake.
But Youngstown is Meatball Mafia. That's Youngstown
correct.
Style.
Did DiCarlo's, did they have a Wheeling, West Virginia location? Am I making that up?
They may
somewhere,
have.
Somewhere
they
out might. There. But anyway, I'd heard it being said that they use that St. Louis Provel cheese, and that's incorrect.
They don't use pure
provolone, like straight up shredded provolone cheese. So that's what's, I think, makes it taste a little bit better because it's a different type of flavor than what your typical mozzarella is on pizza.
And also in regards to Pizza Madness, keeping Pizza Madness Fest under wraps for as long as has been so difficult because I've wanted to scream from the rooftops, we're throwing a party.
You know who talked to me about
You've
it?
You've been saying that
I'm
anyway,
so
Jen.
I made one of my bi-weekly phone calls to my mom last night.
I heard you talking about that pizza thing on the radio. Dad and I are going to come to that.
And we'll tell
all the neighbors.
So good news, all the farts that live in my parents' neighborhood, they're all going to show up for
Jan
Pizza Madness Fest.
Jan and Len are going to be in Florida.
Oh,
how dare
come
they?
On, reschedule the trip.
Right.
Should I call my parents back from Columbia or wherever the hell they are?
So they've made it through
Pizza
Antarctica.
Madness?
Is your dad putting drugs in his ass?
No, they're just traveling the world.
They're doing
parents.
They're doing the tour of South America right now. Bogota, Colombia, Quito, Ecuador, Brazil.
I told you never do that again. I have nightmares about you
I'm
doing
sorry.
That. Jenny?
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. I love you guys.
Give people the website again and then tell us.
PizzaMadness.pizza. Vote tonight and then vote up until tomorrow at noon for, you know, you guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, someone takes a dig at one of Timmy's favorite broadcasters. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 270 on the west outer belt near Georgesville Road. We have a couple-minute holdup on northbound 315 between Lane Avenue and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda, and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man.
And T-Bone.
Hey, Pizza Madness is here.
Yeah, the brackets are live now at pizzamadness.pizza.
Vote for your favorite pizza place and then be very angry when it does not win.
Brought to you by Billiards Plus.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
And we'll go from moderate to heavy rain tonight to a lighter rain by the Wednesday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Overnight lows in the middle 40s, nearing 60 on Wednesday, with a 50% chance of rain showers during the day. The heavy rain, the 100% chance of rain, comes back on Thursday, with high temperatures nearing 70. Could see some heavy pockets of rain on Thursday. Then on Friday, a lower chance of rain at 20%. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, somebody's sliding one of my favorites. Also, later on in the show, 5:30, you got some Timmy time coming your way. That's a Tuesday quiz show. It's going to be all things baseball just for you, buddy.
Ooh, baseball.
All things
like baseball.
Baseball
history or just little fun facts?
All things baseball.
Okay, all right.
Could be stats about the game, could be special guests, could be movies, could be sounds. All things baseball.
All right.
We'll have to wait and see.
Let's go.
And I'm not going to let any of it bleed into the final segment of the show.
I don't believe that for a second.
None of it. It's over. It's over at the end of 5:30. So, you remember Jake the Snake? Jake Plummer?
I thought you meant Jake the Snake Roberts there for a second.
No, wrestler. The football player.
Give you
Jake
the DDT.
Plummer. Not the DDT. This is the Jake the Snake from Arizona State. Played the Buckeyes, 1997 Rose Bowl game. Your boy Joe Germaine, last minute touchdown drive, 20-17 victory.
Joe, I just when you mention Joe Germaine's name, my nipples get hard.
Yeah,
just you mentioning it, I didn't know it was coming, and now I can cut glass.
It's icy cold on your nips right there. So, who else was on that Arizona State team? Pat Tillman would have been on that defense for those Sun Devils.
Yeah,
back
I think
then.
You're right.
So, Jake Plummer. The folks at Awful Announcing were telling the story, and I didn't know this, but I guess at one point in time, he swore that he was never going to get into football media, was not something that he was going to do. So what's he doing? He's getting into the media.
All right.
That's what Jake's doing. I guess he felt it was time. He's co-hosting The Cold Tub along former Denver teammate Nate Jackson. Okay.
I don't know Nate Jackson.
I don't remember Nate Jackson either. Maybe if I have more context, maybe I'd know him. If you showed me a picture, was he a O lineman, D lineman? I'm not entirely sure. Probably was a speedy cornerback. Who the heck knows? So he said about, doing some broadcasting after his playing days ended. If you play as long as we did, 10 years in the NFL, you absorb all that. You basically have a PhD in football. I said, never would I go be an analyst, but I've learned to never say never. When the time came to do some work with the Pac-10, tried it out, got a gig doing studio work. I did that for a couple of years. I even did a little bit of play-by-play on the radio. I did that a couple times. That was fun, being at Lambeau, doing play-by-play for a game. That was exciting, being close to the game without being in it. But after a while, it became repetitive. And this is when he points to Chris Collinsworth. So you be the judge. Some are trying to say that this is a tip of the cap, so maybe this is sort of an ode to Chris Collinsworth.
I'll be the judge
for what he's doing.
I'm a big fan of backhanded compliments.
Exactly. Let's be the judge if this is one of those or if this is above board. It was saying the same things, basically, Plummer said about being a traditional analyst, radio analyst, TV analyst. I tip my hat to the Chris Collinsworths that can go on two or three nights per week and regurgitate the same thing they said 30 years ago. There's really nothing he is saying that is different from what he said 30 years ago. Nothing at all. It's just a different name, a different number, a different date, a different score, and different teams. So that's what he said about...
I think there's a little bit of both.
My guy.
There's a little bit of both in there.
Oh, boy.
I watch different quarterbacks, and when you see guys like Jordan Love and Josh Allen, who we've never seen one like him, so how could I be saying what I said about Joe Montana about Josh Allen? They're completely different kinds of guys.
I'm not saying that Jake Plummer's wrong about that, but that's also the business. You know, there are some guys that turn their nose up at guys in the media because they think it's too simplistic. You know, but there's a reason why, like, Michael Bay movies make millions and millions of dollars and no one really goes out to see the art house picture. I'm sure the film noir nerd will say, oh, but you don't understand. When they had the one still shot of the flower in the pot for 11 straight minutes, that was really telling a story about his soul. Like, that's great. You know what I like to see? Pearl Harbor go blast.
Yeah,
right.
I'd like to see Josh Hartnett and Ben Affleck get into a love story
about that. And look,
a little love triangle.
The reality is, we don't really want guys to get too deep into how the sausage is made during our broadcasts because that can get tedious and boring, and we just want to see helmets crash up against each other and big plays and genuine reactions and all of that.
I also think the thing that, and maybe Jake Plummer was giving a tiny bit of a tip of the cap to CC.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Doing it, yeah. It's a tiny bit of both. You're right. But somebody's got to be there during the games. Like, that's a thing. Like, I know we have these different avenues and these different ways to enjoy them, but that's always, at least in my opinion, going to be off to the side right here. Like, maybe Jake Plummer wants to get to a point where he's as big. I don't know why I said that. That's never going to happen. But Peyton Manning and Eli Manning can do their thing, and they'll get a decent audience because they actually have the game, and it's the most important part of it. They actually have the rights to the game to be on their screen in real time, and they're just in tiny boxes, so you get some of their commentary instead of the traditional broadcast. But still, I think most people, they want to watch the game on a big screen and have broadcasters that they don't see for 98% of the game, and they just hear their voices, and it's the familiarity. I think familiarity is important to sports fans, which is why you don't necessarily see the big networks want to turn over their A-list broadcasters.
Right.
They want
to
find guys that work for them.
And look, I'm not saying,
and they want them to be ingratiated with the American crowd,
that Chris Collinsworth is the be-all, end-all. He gets on my nerves quite a bit. But here's a little sample for you, because it's not just about me. I mean, they're drawing tens of millions of people every single week for a reason.
Right,
they're bringing in casual fans that other people don't. Other sports wish they could have. My daughter, when we went to Italy, was obsessed with finding Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, she thought every black, bald guy with glasses was Mike Tirico. And she was obsessed with finding him. And Kristen initially thought it was because she watched Mike Tirico do the Olympic coverage on TV. But really, it was because she knows Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth from Sunday Night Football.
Absolutely.
She likes to watch Sunday Night Football.
Because you have that on every single week out of force of habit, because it's just what you do.
She told me once that her favorite crew was Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. And I said, why do you like Chris Collinsworth? Because in her mind, she can't tell you, oh, I like this guy because he breaks the game down better than this guy.
She likes him.
She likes him because, and she said this, because he sounds happy.
Yes.
Because he may be the biggest faker, liar in the world. He could be puffing on a cigarette and tugging at his Johnson and can't wait to get the hell out of there.
He's White Tyvus.
But he's
smiling all the time.
He sounds genuinely excited about what he's watching.
You can hear his I tell you, when we get to settle in and watch a game between the Kansas City Chiefs or maybe the Cincinnati Bengals or the Buffalo Bills, you get two quarterbacks out there that can do the things that they can do. It's really just a great time.
But he's sort of much more erect.
I like him. I know a lot of people hate him. I miss the slide. I don't know if we've lost the The Collinsworth power slide. People remember what I'm talking about? He would move into the frame for the little pregame chat.
Yeah.
He'd have the microphone and he would just shoot right in there. That was more thing with Al Michaels. Slide? I don't know. Maybe it was him, but probably not. Probably not.
I know they still do the single shot of Tirico, but I guess I always thought they still did the slide.
Yeah, I think they just do a slow pan out.
Yeah.
And then he's just pop. There I am.
You didn't think I was here, but I was sitting right here.
And he's already smiling. He's just happy to be here talking about football with America.
Rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should expect some hold up due to an accident if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at Westerville. And we've got a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
You know, I had, last couple days, I've had some birthdays of people that are very close to me. Okay, yesterday was John Bon Jovi's birthday. So happy birthday to JBJ, 64 years young. Today, and I don't know which one is more important, today is my mom's birthday. So happy birthday to my mom. Well, she's not 64.
It's her life. It's now or never.
She ain't going to live forever. I'll tell you that. I may kill her tonight.
No. None of us do. You know, speaking of birthdays, I saw some idiot out there said that, and he had a picture of himself and it was his birthday and he just had a bowl of ice cream and he wanted to make a big focal point out of the ice cream. And the reason was because, in his opinion, cake sucks. And I think that sucks.
Why can't we just enjoy ice cream without hurting cake's feelings?
Precisely. And I was almost going to be of the opinion. I am of the opinion. Because it was my birthday recently and Sarah splurged for a nice cake. And I encourage people to do that. We've got, you know, Gold Belly out there. You sent our family a nice cake once upon a time and it was delicious. It was just a no reason type of gift. You're good at that.
Don't need reasons.
Mike gave me a golf book that he was out at the bookstore over the weekend and got me a little Golf Digest coffee table book. Reimer, you've seen it on my desk. You'd love it. The 500 greatest holes. Oh yeah. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number one.
And number two,
Sydney Sweeney.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Teddy's not here today. Instead, it's Rhyme Time doing Rapid Fire. Oh. What do we got, Rhymer? Rapid Fire number one.
So, a lot of back and forth going on between Auburn and Miami of Ohio on the NCAA tournament. And I can preface this with this. If Miami loses in the MAC championship, you guys have to decide on one final spot getting into the NCAA tournament. Who are you putting in?
Ohio State.
Between Auburn and Miami of Ohio.
No, yes. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm not Bruce Pearl here. I recognize what the Red Hawks are doing. I don't care what their net is. I don't care what Ken Pom has to say. He can pound sand. I'm putting the Red Hawks in the tourney. Let's go.
Oh, I mean, what if it came down to the Red Hawks and the Buckeyes when you talk about the last remaining
spots?
Well,
then I'm putting the Buckeyes in the tourney. Because I'm a fan, and I'm not consistent. Next question.
Well, Bruce Pearl, I thought you were our guy when you referred to Paul Keels as the big daddy in a radio interview before the game last year. Now you're talking this crap? No. Red Hawks all day. Just give Travis Steele a suspension for breaky speaker stuff.
Reimer, you're a big college basketball guy. Are you a Miami Red Hawk hater?
Absolutely not.
No?
This is the coolest story in sports right now.
Why would he hate the Redhawks?
Because why does Bruce Pearl and Bruce Earl? Your name should be Bruce Earl because you make me want to puke. Rapid fire
Next.
Number two.
Now that we're into March, do you guys have a favorite March memory?
Oh, I remember when I fell in love with the tournament, and you're going to hate this, Reimer.
Gosh.
This was March of 1992. It's when one Christian Laettner had a perfect game against Kentucky and hit the turnaround shot at the free throw line.
Just gross.
I still remember my dad was out with friends watching this game, and it was late on it was late at night when this game was on. I'm 8 years old, and I begged my mom to stay up and watch this on our old Sony TV with the little touchpad on the side. Loving everything about it, the passion, the intensity, the full court pass, how he hit the shot. I didn't even care about either of those teams, but I loved college basketball and the tournament at that point and ever since.
I got a March memory. Has nothing to do with college basketball.
It's just something that happened to you in March.
Many years ago, when I was working with Torg, we went down to Arizona for spring training.
Yeah.
Reds and Indians at the time. Down there. Spent a week down in Phoenix, his old stomping grounds. And he was taking me around to a couple different places. We were on the street and we were approached. Well, actually, he was approached by a prostitute and asked if he'd be interested in her services.
Torg?
And so, I'm standing right next to him.
And Torg was from Phoenix? Old stomping grounds?
He lived in Phoenix for a long time. Yeah. Oh,
not from there originally.
No, he's from Minnesota originally. Actually, he's from Mars originally.
Yeah,
But anyway, she asked him, no, I'm not interested. Go away. Right? And then she just didn't miss a beat, turned to me and said,
what about you, short stuff?
Get out of here, Wendy.
I'm going to pass, too. Now, if you would ask the both of us together, then we could be cooking something up.
Oh, what a time. What a back alley that would have been in an old beat-up Honda Civic.
Not enough money in the world. Rapid fire number three.
After going through the NFL draft, over under 2.5 Buckeyes going in the top 5.
Let's go over just for fun. After that combine.
What did Kiper have? He had 4 in the top 10?
4 in the top 8, I want to say.
Was it top 8?
Maybe 10. Maybe you're right about 10. Because now they're going to try to say some stuff about Caleb Downs.
Right.
How he wouldn't get there. But that still leaves Carnell Tate, Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese. Arvell Reese is going to go in the top 5.
I think there's going to be.
That's a sure thing.
There's going to be 2 for sure that go in the top 5.
I want to speak it into 3, but all likelihood, you're right. Safe side, it'd be under 2.5. You talked me into it.
Rapid fire number 4.
So I lost a bet, and last night on the Buckeye Show, I had to eat a very hot wing. It was a donkey flavor from Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Oh, come on, Reimer.
That's not a punishment. That's a delight.
He brought it back from the Roosters show at noon, and you guys were at 6:30 at night. It was already cooled off, and
it was
reheated.
It was still pretty hot. Like, my nose was running after it, but like it was okay. I managed it. I don't know that I could go hotter, but my question is, what is the hottest wing sauce you guys would eat?
First of all, I with pleasure get the donkey sauce at Roosters when I go, and I eat it fresh, not like you, where it's 6 hours old and it's been in the microwave and it's been in the refrigerator. It lost so much of its potency. You didn't really have donkey sauce.
Yeah.
You probably had a version of medium that still made you poop your pants a little bit.
So let's see. I feel like Quaker Steak and Lube, they are known for having some ridiculously hot wing sauces. And way up there on the SHUs.
I'm not going to cause myself physical pain. That to me is not enjoyable. So I'll stick with my donkey. You know what? I'll go one level up. I'll go to the top level up at Roosters. I don't want to do one of these games where, oh, we have to sign this waiver so you don't die. And that's stupid. I don't want that.
Is that the new killer? The top?
Yeah, that's the top one.
Sauce?
New killer.
How bad is... Because I tried the ghost pepper, a tiny little nibble, and felt that heat. I'm looking at Quaker Steak and Lube, 800,000 Scoville units. I'd need to see a comp on what that compares to taking a bite of a ghost pepper. That's their Atomic Scorpion. That's the hottest sauce that they have. I'm pretty sure that one is designed to mess you up.
Yes, no,
like,
of course
it is. To ruin your day.
All right, ghost pepper.
Scoville units.
Scoville.
SHUs.
Units.
Yeah. How much?
Right. It is 1 million.
Okay, so it's a little bit below the ghost pepper. But you
just took a little tiny bite of the ghost pepper.
Yeah, that's a tiny bite, so that would be about on par. I mean, you were really living, baby. I really felt alive.
Yeah, you.
And then I was about to die, but I felt like I was alive.
Coming out of your ween after that, too.
It was an interesting experience. I would try it again at some point, but I can't ever, like, switch to that. It's not like I'm going to switch to those wings and enjoy them. No, I like the spicy Korean at Roosters. That's my go-to.
Rapid fire number 5.
It's National Pancake Day. If you could only choose one, would you go chocolate chip or blueberry pancakes?
It's your day, Mikey. Pancake, not waffle.
I love pancakes. I think they are underrated when it comes to everybody's favorite waffle. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Richard Jefferson.
Oh.
No, I don't like chocolate chip pancakes are fine, but I'm not 5. So I will go with a blueberry pancake, but I do not want the compote. I don't want pie filling on top of my pancake.
No,
I want
the
fresh blueberries right inside the batter. That's what I want.
In the mix. Yeah, I agree with Mike. I think the chocolate chip is just a little bit too sweet. We're already going with a sweet item here by having a pancake or by having whatever you're picking, a waffle. So let's go with a little bit of the blueberry.
Plus, I like those whole blueberries when you take a bite and it just pops right in your mouth.
Like something
a little caviar
about
egg.
The hot blueberry.
Mm.
It's good. It's tangy. A good little, some of them are tangy and some of them are not.
What about why don't we do other fruits really in pancakes?
You know what I had?
No one's ever heard strawberry in pancakes.
Strawberry's all right.
Strawberry, but like cherry pancake.
No. Thank you. So the German Village Coffee House, they would do pancakes of the month. And I haven't been there in a while, but one of the times I was in there, look on their board, and it's a cheap place too. It's like $1.99. It's probably like $3.99 nowadays.
I was going to say, what year is this?
Yeah, this was before stuff jumped. They did a cherry cordial pancake, and it was exceptional. Oh, one of the best I'd ever had. I liked it better than a blueberry pancake, but she's not one of the normal things that you see.
All right, we're going to talk about some bad quarterbacks coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between US 33 and I-70. And you're looking at a 10-minute delay on southbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures. This month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location, buy 3 select tires and get 1 free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone.
Psst, you.
you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The great thing.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Anything about the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
All right, I need the people to settle something for us. Timmy and I were having an argument during the commercial break because he says that he would do Flo from the Progressive commercials. And I said, no, I don't think Flo is doable.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
I don't see Flo in that way.
Problem with Flo?
Flo is asexual.
No.
I don't see Flo in a seductive way. Flo, now, if we were talking about the...
Flo is very, very much sexual.
You think so?
Oh, my God.
She's just there for insurance.
If we were talking
she's
about
there to save you.
Lily from the AT&T ads, then that's different.
Ooh, Lily.
Yeah.
Where's Lily been?
Lily's gone.
Lily's gone.
Instead, we got, you know, washed up actors doing cell phone commercials.
Yeah, who do we have out there now?
You got Billy Bob Thornton.
Is Flo still banging?
You got...
feel like she is.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Is Owen or Luke doing one of them?
Luke. Luke's doing something.
Kevin Bacon. He's doing commercials for cellular service.
Now all I can really picture is Billy Bob with the crazy flowing white hair. He looks like Ellen DeGeneres out there.
Ted Danson is doing consumer cellular.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Why was I thinking of Tony Danza when you said
he's
Ted Danson?
Completely that's different person.
Different person altogether.
Rhyme time. Would you do Flo?
No, I would not.
Okay, good.
Thank you. That's rude.
Fish has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis will get things started tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. They're doing Pizza Madness, and they're voting. They're doing first round matchups tomorrow. So if you are passionate about Pizza Madness and the bracket, make sure to listen to T-Bone and Tyvis tomorrow morning.
Do you know what regions they're doing? They are doing the pineapple region and the sausage region.
All right, pineapple and sausage.
You and I will do the pepperoni region and the eggplant region tomorrow.
Rothman and Ice, they're on from 12 to 3. Adam Schefter, he's grumpy. He will be on with them at 12:30. And then tomorrow on this show, it's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran and Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. How confused will Rimmer be this week? I would do Flo in a heartbeat!
Do you think Rimmer knows who Flo is?
No.
Does he know what Progressive Insurance is?
No.
Does he have insurance?
No.
I hope to God
no,
he does.
He's just running into people. And
he wouldn't last a minute without it.
Hit and run! Bye-bye.
See you later.
Let's talk about some bad quarterbacks. So the Vikings are apparently kicking the tires on Kyler Murray, Geno Smith, and Tua.
Yuck.
Yuck is right because they do not believe in J.J. McCarthy. Well, that sucks to be them. Probably sucks to watch the quarterback that you had and walk out the door. You got nothing in return. Sam Darnold, he goes out and wins the Super Bowl, you know? Got to be tough. I don't know if the answer is then to say, and Tua, come on down. That doesn't seem like that would work out. But
no, that sounds like a franchise that is just looking for a stopgap is what that is.
You know what I think is a really good idea?
You're just rolling the dice.
Let's have Tua go to a team that plays every single game on a rock-hard artificial turf so he can really scramble those brains.
Do they play on real grass down there in Miami?
Yeah,
is that one of the last stadiums left?
Real grass down there.
I saw that they were redoing the surface at Acrisure, which is the Steelers stadium, which, thank God, they should be redoing the surface on that stadium every single year,
how bad it is. Perhaps it's not a great idea to have a college football team playing on that field 24 hours before.
And God knows whatever else they book on that field that lets it get into that kind of condition. These are National Football League games that you're playing there. You got to make sure that that's the latest and the greatest and the best stuff that you have. Before you go on to the next one, There was another quarterback story that popped up. We didn't hit on this week. Did you see what the projected number was possibly going to be for Malik Willis?
Was it 25 to 30
yeah,
million?
It was in the 25 to 30 million range. Now, I know that when you start talking about a franchise quarterback, you get into that label of cost of doing business.
He ain't that.
I don't think he is. I don't think he has proven enough. He's had some good games. He kept the Packers afloat, put some good film out there. That alone gets you into 25 to 30 million a year. Obviously, anything that's going to look like that would be very short term and very team friendly. And there are a couple of other teams out there rumored to want to be, with Malik Willis. Mainly the Arizona Cardinals are one of the teams.
I've also seen the Browns attached to him.
And the Cleveland Browns.
So we'll see. Hey, Diego Pavia, your guy, he says he's getting advice from Johnny Manziel.
Oh, well, isn't that... It's always great when you can go to the guy and you can just say, hey, you know everything that I did in my life? Don't do that. Do the exact opposite. Just Costanza the bleep out of this and you'll be A-OK. Do that, Diego.
He's giving me what to look out for, what it's like, how to stay in the process. And you know, he's given me some good advice for sure. And he always reaches out too, checks up on me, makes sure I'm good. And he's just like, he's a friend to me, you know? So he's been giving me some mentorship. He's been around me. He's been around my family. He's just a great person for those that really don't know him. He always brings a gift to my house.
Gift.
Normally it's a big bag of Coke.
That's worth a lot of money.
Sometimes when he pulls up to my driveway, there's a woman just falling out of his car that he's beating. Anyway, no, Johnny Manziel's turned his life around now. He's all good. That's what I've been told.
Well, you got to bring up the past on poor Johnny. Poor Johnny's just misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
He just wanted to play a little bit.
You're right.
He just wanted to enjoy his life a little bit. Unless the advice
is do everything the opposite.
Yeah.
The way I did it. It's bad advice.
That's the advice. I would still be hesitant on being around that guy. I would want my mentor to be somebody that had unbelievable success, that was a pro's pro, did everything the right way.
Like Dick Walls. Yeah.
And Dick Hammer. And all the other Dicks out there. Dick Trickle.
Oh, I love Dick Trickle.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Cass.
Dick Stunts. My superintendent at Alvimar Golf Club.
Is Dick Stockton. We could just go with more.
Nah, that's not good enough.
Dicks.
Nope.
There's Dicky the Punchline Donkey.
Mm-hmm. There's Jack and Dick.
Mm-hmm. Hey, give me your first reaction when I tell you this. Collider has named Raiders of the Lost Ark the greatest action film of all time.
Wow. It's a hell of an honor. It is a hell of an honor.
Yeah. Of course, just like pizza, this is all very subjective. So people are, they have their thought. It's wrong. There are some people that say it's not even an action film. It's more of an adventure, and that's totally different. To have an action film, you have to have machine guns and explosions, and I don't necessarily believe that. You can have Nazis' faces getting melted off. Let me, rhyme time?
This
is cinematic brilliance. Have you ever seen Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Come on.
No, I haven't.
Oh, come on, Jacob!
Can you tell me the main character's name in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Nope. I cannot tell
you
that.
It's the name of a state that loves basketball.
What?
His name
Indiana?
Is the... Yeah.
Indiana what?
Oh, Indiana Jones.
I got there. It took me some time.
I contend.
Can you tell me what a Nazi is?
Well, we're waiting.
No.
No, you won't say, or no, you don't know.
Yes.
All right, you contend what?
It's a big building with lots of patients in it. I contend that Die Hard is the greatest action movie ever made. And it pains me to see lists that don't have Die Hard at least in the top 10, because I do know that they are very subjective. Raiders of the Lost Ark, look, it's a
tremendous
historical film.
Great movie.
Historical film. But when we're talking about the best action movie ever made, I think that with the archaeological background to it, it almost puts it into this little subcategory of action films.
Archaeological background. Was that a category, ma'am, at Blockbuster when you went in there?
With Die Hard, we have villains that have European accents.
We've got that in Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're Nazis.
You're right. We got skyscrapers. We got lots of machine guns.
We got the power of Christ melting faces.
Right, but we got running and shooting, and we got, you know, explosions.
Do you have a guy falling off of a building? Poisons dates?
No.
Indy. Bad dates.
Sala!
I'm very disappointed to hear something. I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next. Also, what else are we going to do? Oh, we're going to talk about bad parenting. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Hamilton Road and East Bronx Street. Now watch out for an accident that's on both shoulders of westbound 161 after Johnstown Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Sting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Brandon Beam. Jackets back at home this evening after their victory against the Rangers at the Garden last night. They host Nashville at Nationwide Arena at 7. Coverage begins right here on The Fan at 6:30. Cavs at home against the Pistons at 7 o'clock. Also at 7, the undefeated Redhawks in Miami look to go to 30-0 on the season. Back at Miller Hall, they play Toledo. In the NFL, Bengals are not expecting to tag defensive end Trey Hendrickson. Will officially become a free agent. 4 games in the Premier League this afternoon. Bournemouth and Brentford ended in a draw. Everton took down Burnley 2-0. Sunderland defeated Leeds 1-0, and in the 90th minute, Wolves and Liverpool are drawn 1-1. This one's sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
He's very disappointed to see something. Two-time Olympic gold medalist Hunter Armstrong plans to swim in the PED-friendly Enhanced Games this May.
We just mentioned this yesterday, the Enhanced Games.
While pursuing his aspirations to compete in the 2028 LA Olympics. Now, he says that the prize money is just so great for the Enhanced Games. He's going to go and try and win the Enhanced Games, win the prize money. But because he wants to keep his eligibility for the Olympic Games in LA, he says he's going to do the Enhanced Games clean. Well, what the hell is the point of that? Look,
should you even be allowed
to
participate in the Enhanced Games?
Of the Enhanced Games is to be on some sort of cocktail where you have balls growing out of your forehead. All right, you're a freak show.
I think the balls grow out of your chin.
I don't care where the balls grow and where the ween grows. I want to see freaks. I don't want to see clean athletes in the Enhanced Games. All right, this is a TLC reality show, damn it. It's I don't want all of a sudden to tune in and get Masterpiece Theater.
It's like you're playing up right there. Yeah, like obviously that's going to be a lot harder for you to compete. Just take a look at, you know, anyone in cycling that was trying to do it when Lance and the rest of the boys were cheating their asses off. This is going to take place coming up pretty soon. This is in late May in Las Vegas, the Enhanced Game. So if anyone wants to check this out or see what the hubbub is, because I guess Would there be a way? Is it possible to dope for these games and then wean yourself off of all the drugs? Or is this...
There's testing processes.
Is this the end all be all? If you do this, are you ineligible for every Olympics till you die?
Not till you die.
I can understand that.
There's testing processes along the way. It's not just in Olympic years and
qualifying
competition
events.
And all of that.
Yeah,
yes.
you have off year qualifying events. Like,
so this
skiers have the World Cup events.
Hunter Armstrong is saying, I'm so good that I think I can go out and I can beat these other people who are competing against me and roiding without doing any of that and still win the $250,000 prize money for taking first. And I, for one, hope he doesn't, because I want an avenue for the freaks to succeed. I really do. I want to see the female equivalent of Katie Ledecky with a big beard. Just a huge beard. And her
She's grown full-on testicles.
Sure, whatever, man. You see some of those Russians back in the day? Before they really started to do the doping testing?
Yeah. Oh, my
Hello,
God.
I do breaststroke now. My name is Natasha.
I honestly could not, even for us, even for our society, I couldn't believe that this was going to be a real thing where we're going to promote and encourage the use of performance-enhancing drugs, and we're all going to go up there, we're going to sit there and watch and cheer them on.
Hey, man, if it's consenting
adults...
This is
what we are.
If it's consenting adults doing their thing, go ahead and do it.
Ruin your body.
Who cares? What's
the difference? Do whatever you want to do. I mean, there's some things that we should probably look into with that to make sure that it's safe and that, you know, it's not going to lead to you killing your entire family down the road at some point.
Well, how can we?
I don't want that to happen.
We have real Olympians that do that.
That's true, too.
Well, not kill your entire family, but
there's
Blade Runner. Blade Runner killed his girlfriend.
Yes.
Oscar Pistorius.
Oscar Pistorius.
Just firing guns through the wall.
Just shot right through the
door.
The door.
Wall?
Yeah. Now, I don't know what that has to do with this, but there's a lot of vices out there. I do understand that. This is absolutely crazy that this could get off the floor and actually get to the stages where it's close to becoming a real thing. There's $25 million of prize money in this competition.
All right, here's another conversation that we have to have. You and I were discussing this briefly before the show, and that is it acceptable in society to call out bad parenting?
Yeah, okay.
So
this thing, on social media, somebody shared an experience on a recent flight. And somebody said that they had this experience where a kid is directly behind them, probably in the 5 to 6 year old category. Okay. 5 or 6 years old. You're a prime toddler where you're not changing diapers anymore, but you're running around. Your kid is a handful.
5 to 6 is not a toddler.
Okay, it's a kid.
It's a kid.
It's a kid.
You're a kid.
Toddler, what? 4 years old? We leave that stage then? My memory's a little bit fuzzy on all this stuff.
2 to 4.
2 to 4 is the toddler stage.
If you can wipe your own crack,
yeah.
You're not a toddler.
Right. So we're in the learning stage. Like, we're getting ready for elementary school at these years, if not already in it, going to kindergarten. So anyway, kid is just mercilessly kicking the ever-living bleep out of the back of her seat. She's letting it go for the first 5-10 minutes, right? As you do, as most normal people do, to see if it's going to stop. She calmly turns around at first, and this is important to know what the ramp up is. Calmly first turns around, looks at the parents next to this kid, because it's 3 to a seat there, makes eye contact, and quietly says, "Can one of you please switch seats?" You know, that was the first request. And then after it happened again, she said again, "Could one of you please switch seats? Because I'm not going to tolerate 4 hours of your kid kicking the back of my seat and you not paying attention or saying anything or properly parenting." She said there was a little line like that the second or third time.
Little dig.
If you're not going to properly parent. So then the eyes got big and the dad, I guess, did say sorry and moved the child to the middle seat. But there's been other cases where that's not how the story goes. A bunch of other people online started telling their own stories, and for just as many positive experiences, like this woman's case where the dad apologized and moved the child to the middle seat. There are other people posting saying they tried to ask politely and they've heard mom or dad quietly say to the kid, kick the seat even harder. That to me is death sentence for the mom or dad to say something like that instead of being completely apologetic and then trying to do whatever you can to teach your kid that there's a certain type of way that you have to act in public.
Well, how do you think the kid got like that?
Bad parenting.
The kid got like that because the parents are a-holes
mm-hmm.
that are all about themselves and don't care about their fellow human. Now, I have said this on many occasion. There are a lot of people that are really, really touchy if you dare say anything to their child. If you happen to be out and about and you see my kid doing something that she should not be doing, embarrassing herself, breaking rules, embarrassing me, whatever it is, I want you, you have full permission to scream at my kid. I want you to, actually.
No, just go up there and scream in her face.
Scream at her in her face. Tell her exactly what she's doing wrong. All right. And say, you know what? I'm going to email your father. That's what I want you to do.
I'm going to send this into goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He's going to hear about it.
Your father would be disappointed in you right now. And I'm going to tell him if you ever see her doing something she's not supposed to be doing. All right, I want you to yell at my kid, but there are people out there, man, where you even give the kid a look. And the parents, why? How dare you try and parent my kid? Well, I'm sorry, I have to say something because clearly you're not going to. What is wrong with calling out bad parenting?
I would see
when it's
this
directly impacting you, like kicking the back of your seat on a flight.
I would see this all the time when Jack was younger and we lived that life where we went out to these places that you go, right? You go outside to the park for
places
an hour or two.
That you go.
You go to the, you know what I mean? You go to the trampoline park. You go miniature golfing, or you go to those dirty, grimy, disgusting indoor gyms that have the ball pits that kids are peeing and pooping
staff
in.
Infection
oh
in there.
Oh my God, it's
disgusting.
Just a MRSA festival going on in there. But I would see so many parents just not even care where or what their kids are doing. They're just faces in their cell phones the entire time. And then whenever there's a problem, yeah, you might have to step in and try to say a couple of words to an unruly kid because nobody else is around. Meanwhile, I feel like I'm standing up, always trying to keep eye contact or make sure that Jack is not messing with anybody and that he is following the rules. So, yeah, I encourage it.
I got a dirty look from my wife not too long ago for saying something to my own niece.
Oh,
flesh and blood.
Because it's not your kid.
I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story.
You better watch it.
I'm not going to watch anything. She better watch it.
Well, I mean, she's mad at you. That's no good for Mikey.
Yeah, that's true enough. If mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
No.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 25-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and Cook Road. And you're looking at a 10-minute delay on northbound 315 from 670 to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Boy, it is a wet week, and we still have some rain showers overnight into Wednesday morning. Wednesday's rain chance is about 50% with high temperatures in the upper 50s. The 100% chance of rain comes back on Thursday with some pockets of heavy rain and high temperatures nearing 70. The rain chance drops on Friday down to about 20%. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday, tomorrow morning on T-Bone and Tybus. 6 to 9, right here on The Fan. If you can't listen live, listen to the podcast, because they are going to be doing first round matchups for Pizza Madness, brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. You can still vote. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not .com, that's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza to submit your votes today.
I can't wait. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day.
And then we're going to do our first round matchups tomorrow afternoon.
I've done double recon today. So just like you wanted, I'm in the process of getting fatter.
That makes me very happy. We're talking about, is it okay to call out bad parenting if you see it, if it directly affects you, or say something to somebody else's kid? I'm all for it. You see my kid doing something, call her out on it. Correct her behavior. Doesn't have to come from me. Sometimes when it comes from a stranger or someone that's not their parents, they actually take it better. They listen.
Honest to goodness, I think you said it at first, like being serious without like overstepping. For me, what I would do, if it affects you or your family and nothing is being done about it, I think, or if it's something that's going to be borderline dangerous to other people. Then you can step in, too. So if, say, it's not affecting you, but you see something going on out there and someone's doing some things that's going to turn nasty, then that's a tough call, but try to step up and do something.
I had a situation
for the good of everyone there.
I had a couple instances. One was with my niece, where my wife got mad at me, and I thought it was ridiculous.
Give me the drama. I'm all in on Love is Blind. I need some drama.
No, first of all, I think the rules are different, too, if you're related to a kid.
Sure.
I think,
yeah.
You know, I teach my daughter to listen to her grandparents and aunt and uncles just like she would listen to us.
Yeah, because sometimes when we're on vacations, Wendy and Travis, they might step off to the side, and we'll say, hey, like, we'll take Brian Alley. Like, if we're doing a beach week or something, we'll say, hey, we're going to the boardwalk, going to the arcade. They want to grab a drink or something. We'll take the kids. Jack's going up. And then we will kind of have the say-so over Brian Alley in those, in for that 2 hours or whatever it might be. And then vice versa, if Jack ever goes to hang out with them.
I'm the type of guy who likes to lay out a warning before anything is even done.
That's fair. Warning shot.
Right.
Just the, right in the chest.
Just the warning shot. Right? So my niece and my daughter, they were staying over by my parents' house. They were doing like a little cousin's weekend. So they're going to spend a couple days over there. But we live right down the street. Okay, right down the street. My sister lives up at Akron. So she's a little farther away. My niece is there with my parents. And I go drop Samantha off and I give them both a little speech. So I just want to let you know. I want you to respect Nonem Papa is what we call them. All right, if they say something, that's means that's the rule. They're old. If they say they need a break, give them a break.
Yes.
All right. I expect you girls to be able to have some quiet time, read by yourself. And then I ended with this line, which I thought was cute. My wife, not so much. I said, if there's a problem, they call me. I'm right down the street. I will be over here in 5 minutes to whoop both of you to oblivion.
Kristen hated that.
She did not like that.
It obviously wasn't a serious statement.
I mean, that's not serious.
Yeah, that's not serious.
I don't judge parents who do the whooping, but we don't do the whooping.
No.
I've never laid a hand on my daughter.
We're not
and
whoopers.
I can't see a scenario where I would. It was clearly in jest. It was just, please behave yourself. When I got in the car.
You didn't say I'm going to go get Adrian Peterson and a stick.
No.
Can when I got in the car, show you what it's like.
Why would you say something like that? Because then they know I'm serious. They also know I'm not serious, that I'm going to show up and start whooping them. I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. It's just something you say.
Yes, it's just, look, I mean, Sarah, Jack, and I, we have kind of a sick sense of humor with each other.
Well, you're all sick.
And we know that there's a time and a place for that. And what's cool in our house when it's just the three of us together might not really fly when it's around a larger group of people. Comment like that, though, obviously that's made in jest. You're just trying to, in a funny way, put a little fear in them. That's mild. On the Scoville units, I'd put that like in the middle of the wings.
That's nothing. Now, the other situation.
Middle-rated wing sauce right there, that comment.
The other situation that we had was last summer, we were at the pool, and Samantha's in the pool. It's very crowded. Summer day, pool.
Yeah.
This is a public pool, not a private pool.
A lot of thongs out there that day?
Not as many as I'd like. And the ones that we're wearing them shouldn't be in them. But very crowded pool. There was a group of some kids that were being very reckless. They were just jumping like cannonball into the pool and not paying attention to who is in the pool. Right?
Going to jump right on someone's head.
They're landing right on people. And you can really get hurt. And I didn't know where their parents were, if they were even there. But I went up to them and I said, stop doing that. You're going to hurt someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I used my voice like that.
Yeah.
I didn't yell, but they knew that I was serious.
Like I said before, doesn't affect your family, but it could be dangerous
so
to some other people, and they're not going to speak up.
They go to their mom and say, that man yelled at us. So now I've got the mom coming up to me.
Mm.
And I said, I didn't yell, but I said in a stern voice that they're going to hurt somebody. And to knock it off.
You know what I think? I think that you and I should create, and we could talk to Tress about this. I think there should be like a certain like government appointed position where we are just Columbus's fathers. And then that gives us authority to act in a father-like role however we see fit.
I like that.
We pass a series of tests. This is something that is going to be a committee, you know, and we're going to come up with like a guidebook, a rule book, and you're going to have to pass a series of tests, answer a bunch of questions. It'll be almost like they've got the rules of golf, Reimer, where it's not just the rules of golf, but then it goes into like situations, right? Because there's all these things that happen in the game of golf that you never even accounted for in the original rules. So then there's like situations and examples of things that happen. It'll be like that, where you have to walk through that and say what you would do as a dad in that case. And if you like score high enough, then you could possibly get to one of these positions. And then we could just rule over the kids of Columbus.
Yeah, like a little rule book to have, like how to act in that situation.
Precisely.
Absolutely.
See, it's just the difference though between the way I would have handled it. Like this woman heard this man yelled at us. So she, well, I'm going to find out about that. Yum, 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 yum. And she marches right over to me. If Samantha comes up to me and says, this woman just yelled at me in the pool,
I'd say, what the hell were you doing?
I would have said, well, I'm sure whatever she said, you deserved it, because what were you doing?
Why in the hell would an adult be yelling at you?
I'm sure you deserved whatever she said.
Yeah.
But then I was the bad guy because I didn't want kids in the pool to get paralyzed by the lummoxes doing cannonballs.
You didn't want some 82-year-old that's there just trying to do water yoga to have some 16-year-old's ace up their head.
16-year-old ace. That's right, Timmy. Good job.
Thanks, man. A hell of a dad.
USC forward Chad Baker Mazzara.
Oh, he gone. He's history.
Dismissed. She's history. Has been dismissed from the basketball team. He was the team's leading scorer. They're fighting for a tournament spot. I saw that Gilbert Arenas had some thoughts on this. He said, whatever the kid did, he's allowed to do it because he's the best player on the team. So if he cussed at you or he didn't show up to practice on time or he faked an injury, well, damn it, that's his right. How dare you throw this guy off the team?
I'm not going to be disagreeing with Gilbert Arenas if I'm in the same room as him. That's
gonna
all
pull out his gun?
He's going to pull out his pistol and there's going to be problems. So, yeah, that's why should we have standards? Why should a coach have a system where he sets it up where it doesn't matter how many points you score? Nobody is above the team. And if you act out in certain ways, there will be repercussions. And some of them could be severe and could be final.
Do you know what it probably takes to get kicked off the team when you're the most important person on
the
team?
You've got to be a bad guy.
Do you think this was just a one incident deal? I find that very hard to believe. They probably gave this dude chance after chance after chance to turn himself around.
Yeah.
And it probably took leadership on the team going to the coaching staff saying, I don't want to play with this guy anymore. We're held to a different set of rules than this guy. What gives, coach?
He said, Gilbert's advice was, when you the best player on the team, whatever you say, you write.
Right. That's what I said.
Give him the ball. Get the F out of the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just, we should live by that.
You ready for some Timmy time?
Are you ready for some Timmy time? It's baseball, baby.
Baseball Timmy time. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for a slowdown due to an accident that's on southbound 270's off-ramp to Main Street on the East Outer Belt. And there's slower traffic on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Jackets back in action against Nashville tonight. Coverage starts 6:30 right here on The Fan. Tomorrow morning here on The Fan, T-Bone and Tyvus, if you're not a regular listener, because of their wit and sports insight, well, at least be a regular listener, because tomorrow morning they're doing Pizza Madness. They're doing first-round matchups, Pizza Madness. You can still vote. PizzaMadness.pizza, brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. And then on this show tomorrow, we will also be doing our first-round matchups. It's going to go quick.
It's going to go quick. It's just another day about pizza. By the way, about the Jackets, do we see anything about Z for tonight? Game time decision I saw.
He didn't play last night because of illness.
Illness, yeah. We didn't get much more about that. And Z, we would love to have you out there, buddy. This is playoff time. Basically playoff time the rest of the way for you guys.
Timmy time?
Timmy time.
It's Timmy time. Timmy Bass, Timmy Bass. He's a little lamb with a lot to learn. Timmy Bass. It's Timmy Bass. He's a handful of trouble at every time.
All right, Mikey. Today's quiz is about all things baseball. We're here, spring training, opening day.
World Baseball Classic about to start.
Yep. World Baseball Classic. I was just looking up today. So Curaçao doesn't have a team. They're going to be playing again under the flag of the Netherlands. So you're going to have a lot of the Curaçaoans, which who did you... They had another guy. We were talking about that, all the different players from Curaçao. One of their guys got popped for PEDs or for... He got suspended for 162 games today.
Today?
Yeah, who was that, Reimer?
Jerickson Profar.
Oh, Jerickson Profar got popped today?
Jerickson Profar got popped today for a big, big suspension.
For the second time.
Second time. He's from Curaçao, like his buddy Jonathan Scope.
He gone.
And Kenley Jansen.
He gone.
And Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones? He didn't make the Hall. Did he make the Hall of Fame?
I think he did. I think he got in.
I think.
In one of the, in like the last 2 years.
I think he might.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I know he likes the girl-on-girl action from the Gold Club. That I do
does
know.
Does he like Magic City?
Oh, I'm
he
sure
should go to that promo.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, well, we're doing a baseball quiz, so we can get to the bottom of that. So
yeah,
we're
gonna search off. He elected was in the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2026.
26?
Just this year.
This year.
His ninth year of eligibility.
All right, there you go. Very good. So I'm going to start
doesn't
you
deserve
off.
It, but congrats to him.
Start you off with a question about a Hall of Famer who absolutely does deserve it. This Major League town is also the birthplace of Hall of Famer and one of the best in history, Babe Ruth. Is it Philadelphia, Boston, New York, or Baltimore?
No, he was a Baltimorean.
Yeah.
He was an orphan in Baltimore.
His birthplace is 216 Emory Street in Baltimore.
Is it Baltimorean? Is that what you call him? Baltorian?
I think it's a Baltimorean.
Baltimorean?
Yeah, I think that's proper.
All right.
I should know that with my family history,
you
but I don't.
You should know that, of course.
The Babe Ruth birthplace and museum is at that house. It's an old row home, and he was born there February 6th, 1895, to George Herman Ruth Sr. and Catherine. Here's a little bonus question I thought would be fun for you about Babe references in the movie The Sandlot. Who didn't love The Sandlot when they were a kid? In the early stages of the movie, the kids are chatting. They come to the realization that Smalls might not know who Babe is. Doesn't know who Babe is. Just only from the autograph on the ball. They start running down his nicknames like a list of their favorite candy. Can you give me two of the nicknames that the boys blurt out?
Well, there's the Great Bambino.
That's sort of like the big pow at the end. Can you
and
give me another
there's
one?
The Sultan of SWAT.
All right. Any more?
You asked me for two. I gave you two.
I'm just asking for bonus. That's all.
What else we got?
Let's listen.
Who is she? What? What? The Sultan of SWAT.
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
I thought there was another point in the movie where they threw out the Titan of Terror, but maybe that's not. The double drop of Colossus of Clout is great with the two boys right there. So good job. You get credit for that one. All right, to real baseball here. Who has the most Gold Glove awards of all time? Test your metal here. Is it Cal Ripken Jr., Derek Jeter, Greg Maddux, Omar Vizquel? All-time Gold Glove leader. It's 18 Gold Gloves. That's the mark.
18. You know what? It's going to be... It's probably going to be the pitcher. I'm going to say Greg Maddux.
It's Greg Maddux. Very good.
He was great at fielding his position, but once you get sort of lumped into being the greatest fielding pitcher, they just sort of give you that Gold Glove every single year.
All right, this one... Don't feel bad about this one. This one's designed to be tough, okay?
I like how I've got it wrong before the question even starts, Reimer.
In 2007...
He has no faith in you.
No! In 2007, Rawlings released the all-time Gold Glove team. You remember when they did that?
I don't.
Almost like the NBA doing the 50th anniversary and then the 100th. Or I don't know if we're at 100 yet, but they've updated that for the 75th and all that jazz. So it contains Maddux, obviously, at pitcher. We'll give you that one. Can you name four of the other eight positions of the all-time Gold Glove team?
All-time.
Think the best fielders in the history of baseball right here.
Well, there's your guy, Willie Mays.
Yes. Yeah, Will,
Reimer.
Will Hayes.
Billy Mays here for OxyClean. Willie Mays.
That was runs an all-time like Hayes. Bad moment for me.
Who else did they put? Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith is the shortstop. Very good. You got a couple. You're halfway there, baby. Whoa. We're halfway there.
Wow.
Lou Gehrig? Put him on there?
No, Lou. Want me to give you the first baseman? First baseman's tough. I'll give you a clue. Dodgers late 60s. Dodgers late 60s. Wes Parker.
I wouldn't have gotten Wes Parker.
You can get the second baseman and the third baseman. I know it's in there for you. Second baseman, here's the clue. Two World Series wins. Teddy, big fan. Panama Ted, big fan. Who does Panama Ted like?
Tony Perez?
Joe Morgan. The Tony Perez all time.
Tony Perez. He was just talking about Tony Perez the other day. That's why it popped in my head.
Joe Morgan won MVP.
Joe Morgan, that's
both
right.
Both seasons they won the World Series there.
You're right, yeah.
Third baseman, think me, my team.
Brooks Robinson?
Brooks Robinson. And the other two center fielders and the catcher. Three of the greatest baseball
players. They did all center fielders? They didn't do left field, right field?
They just did three outfield. Yeah, and they are typically, they're pretty much, you know, this is bad on me, might not have played center the whole way through. I think he did, though. I believe he did.
Griffey?
Yes. Ken Griffey Jr. All right, you got the answer right. Clemente.
Tony Perez?
And Tony Perez. Johnny Bench and Roberto Clemente. Right. That rounded it out. All right, let's move on. Oh, we have a celebrity guest question from here at The Fan. It's someone who's excited to call his first Ohio State baseball game as a member of the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield. It's Tyler Danberg.
Hi, Mike. What three colleges have produced the most Major League Baseball players all time? Your hint? Each of these schools moved conferences in 2024.
I'm looking for two of the three to give you credit here.
Oh,
and that's man. That's a good hint that he threw in there because I
two
thought that helped.
These three teams move conferences. Stanford?
Nope, not Stanford. And think of it too.
Don't buzz me yet.
That takes out the whole SEC basically, which shocked me when I was looking at the answers. I was thinking LSU, Vanderbilt. You know, I was thinking of those traditionals. Florida State. ACC team.
Miami Hurricanes?
Nope, not Miami. Good guess. Go west.
Arizona State?
Yes, Arizona State's one of them. Good job.
UCLA?
Close. What's the other one in town?
USC?
USC.
I never would have gotten USC.
Yeah, it's USC first, Arizona State, and a Big 12 that moved to the SEC.
Oklahoma?
Texas. Yeah. USC, Arizona State, Texas.
I should have gotten Texas. You're right.
The top three.
I suck.
No, that's a tough one.
Tony Perez.
I did leave a little extra surprise, an even tougher question.
We have to take a break.
I know, for the
I thought we weren't doing that.
I lied.
Oh, of course you did.
I lied.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow and causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And if you're on northbound 315 between West Broad Street and North Broadway, expect about a 15-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with. Shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams, eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company, Beaverqueef. Queef can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
At 6, Cliff Kingsbury.
Come again?
Higher or lower for Kingsbury at 6.
All right, I didn't have this list up. Drink.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. A noisy...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Come on, man, Timmy. Happy Tuesday to you.
Oh, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday,
to you.
Bud.
Timmy has. Is it one more thing in your Timmy time quiz?
I got a couple. We're talking about baseball. We're doing a quiz about baseball, spring training, opening day, right around the corner. We're all excited about baseball. So I left off, see if you know any of these, Beam, the three college baseball programs that have put the most in the major leagues in history. The clue that Tyler Danberg gave us is that all three of these programs moved conferences within the last 3 years.
UCLA.
Good guess. Confident guess too.
I guess that too.
It's not them.
USC, which I would not
is the
guessed.
LA program.
Texas.
Yeah, very good.
Good job.
Very good.
The third. They all three of them moved.
They did. Yep. This one is a Big 12 program now. Wasn't
Arizona
State?
Oh, okay,
Arizona State.
Arizona State. All right. So Tyler Danberg's favorite baseball movie, he was telling me, is Little Big League. Did you ever watch
that
one?
It's a good one.
Okay, yep. Did you ever watch that one when you were younger?
It's been a minute, but
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are two pretty high-profile cameos in the end when the Twins play this team in a one-game playoff for the West Division Championship. This must have been pre-1994 when they were breaking down the divisions.
Is Little Big League the one where he gets like magical powers? The kid does.
No, that's Rookie of the Year.
Little
Big League is the one where he's the manager.
Yes.
The kid is the manager of the team.
Henry Rosenthal.
Henry, yes. Sidney Poitier is the manager. He calls him the wrong name on purpose. That fun fact about that movie, it's the only one that Daniel Stern ever directed, Rookie of the Year. But back to Little Big League. Hone it back
Daniel
into
Daniel Stern
Little Big
was
League.
Also in.
He was in it. Yeah,
he was in
the pitching coach.
Yeah.
Yep, he got trapped in between the two doors that connect the
hotel rooms.
That's
right.
Missed the whole game. So, okay, what team did the Twins play in the one-game playoff for the West Division Championship in a trip to play for the pennant at the end of the movie? Was it the White Sox, Rangers, Mariners, or A's?
I think it was the Mariners.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was the Mariners.
Ken Griffey Jr. had a cameo, didn't he?
Yep. Reimer, it's correct. He said the Mariners. Get your finger on the trigger, buddy.
Waiting for my ding.
And
doesn't Ken Griffey Jr. make like a miraculous catch at the end of the movie?
He robs. Who does he rob? At the wall. He's in another baseball
Timothy
movie.
Timothy Busfield?
Yes, Lou Collins, the first baseman, played by Timothy Busfield. That movie had Jonathan Silverman in it, John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop. It had Dennis Farina was the manager that got fired. Jason Robards and Ashley Crowe, the mom, is actually Pete Crowe Armstrong's mom in real life, which I didn't know. So I got one for you on movie broadcasters, okay? I'll start you off easy. You're going to hear somebody calling a game. Tell me who they are, either the real name or the character, and the movie. Start you off real easy.
On into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Terry Doyle.
Yes.
Major League.
Very good. All right. Here's another one.
The loser goes home a loser. The winner moves on to the World Series. I can't believe it. I've been waiting my whole life to say those words, you know, because I've said the word before, but never like World Series, and I'm on the air. We'll be right back.
I don't have that.
I don't know that.
This is for the whole kit and caboodle, the whole shebang.
What is that?
It's John Candy in Rookie of the Year. He was uncredited.
It's been a long time since
John,
I saw that.
John Candy is the broadcaster.
I'm sorry.
This is a favorite one of mine.
The Jets got a suicide lead, and there he goes! He's stealing home! They don't see him! I don't believe it!
That's the Sandlot.
Yeah. That's the Sandlot.
That's the end of the Sandlot.
The Jet Rodriguez.
That's Smalls.
Reimer, here's a question for you. Do you know which shoes Benny the Jet Rodriguez made famous in that movie?
Chuck Taylor's, right?
No. Dang, they're like Chuck Taylor's. Mm. Do you know that one, Mike? The shoes that Benny the Jet wears, they're PF Flyers.
Yeah.
Yep. PF Flyers. And I saved the special one for last for you. This is another mystery guest trivia guy here. Here you go.
Hey, Mike. This is your favorite Gelato Eclipse and Arby's fan. I'm not going to give my name, but I got a question for you. I'm here watching Max Scherzer in Blue Jays camp today. So here's a Max Scherzer question. Other than Max, only four active pitchers have ever won 20 games in any season. Do you think you could name them? And by active, I mean they had to have thrown a pitch in the big leagues last season, and they have to be in some team's camp this spring. Can you do this? Good luck, my friend.
Oh, 20 pitchers. Wins.
Verlander?
Yes.
Verlander is one of them.
Kershaw's retired.
Kershaw threw a pitch last year, but he's not in a spring training camp.
And how many
year,
are there?
Good one. There's three others.
Three more.
They're all pretty big names. I'll give you that. There's no hidden guys.
I'm trying to think.
20 wins.
20 win seasons. Yep. Think Yankees.
Well, hold on. Stop naming things now.
Well, we're running out of show. I'm just trying to give you some clues.
Garrett Cole.
Very good.
Spider Tech.
So two more.
Chris Sale?
Did he
win 20 games?
No. Good guess.
Luis Castillo.
No.
All right, give me the other ones. Come on.
Blake Snell.
I wouldn't have gotten Blake Snell.
And Atlanta Braves. Does that give you anything?
Greg Maddux?
Yeah. Spencer Strider.
Strider.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show, Beamer?
Quickie for us tonight, guys. 30 minutes. The Caleb Downs discourse is crazy with his knee. We'll get into that. Austin's question of the day will take us to the linebacker/defensive end position for the Buckeyes.
Did you say that Sidney Poitier was in?
Poitier? Yeah, he was in Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year?
He's the manager of the Cubs in Rookie of the Year.
Are you and serious?
Gary Busey is one of the old starting pitchers. And Gary Busey nowadays?
Sidney Poitier?
None too good, Beam. None too good.
That depends on who you said.
Sausage, beans, bacon flavored.
Yay!
Sidney Poitier.
Yay!
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beam, who has the best food on the PGA Tour?
Right here, baby.
Right here. You would have Keegan Bradley agreeing with you. He was talking on a podcast about this. He said they just treat us so good there. I think it's the best event outside the players and the majors. They treat us so good. We can go in there and eat dinner. We can order a steak. It comes out. It's really great. Then, of course, they went into the milkshakes. And I'm sure Jack Nicklaus just loved hearing all about that. How great the service is.
I love it.
How they're treated. It is pretty wonderful there. Chef Steven and the whole staff out there, they do a wonderful job.
All right. Buckeye Show's next. Jack, it's time 6:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Pizza Madness tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 after 315. And if you're on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and Hague Avenue, we've got a 5-minute slowdown there. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.